Sagte Mishnah Vayta, Masech Deshkalim, Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel. Vehechon hoyu mishtachbe. Where do they bow down? Sagte Mishnah, Arba B'tzafay, four times on the north side, the Arba B'darim, four times on the south side, Shalosh B'mizrach, three times on the east side is where you came in from, Ushtayim B'mariv, that's behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's on the other side from where you come in. Total of 13, and these were Keneged Shloisha Asr Sha'arim, opposite the 13 gates. So like we explained before, when you enter the Beis HaMikdash on the east side, you circled the whole area, you started by turning to your right, so you went along the entire Tzafen wall, then you turned left and went along the west wall, on the opposite side of where you come in, then down the south wall, and then you would turn left again when you got to the east, and you came out through the gate that was just left of the gate that you entered. Every time when you made this circuit, when you made this hakafa, every time you passed one of the gates, so there was this hishtachavav, it's bowing down. Now the Mishnah is going to explain to us the 13 gates coming into the Azara. Azara again is the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, and what they were used for. So try to imagine a rectangle. The east is on the bottom. In a secular map, the east is on the right, so we have to understand. The east is on the bottom. Let's try to listen how the Mishnah explains what each of the doorways was for. The Mishnah begins by explaining Sha'arim Droimi, the south ones. The openings, Sha'ar means a gateway, the openings on the south side, Smuchim L'Marev, starting from on top, the west side, opposite where you're coming in, the top of the triangle, and we're going to work our way downwards. So, if you're looking at this rectangle, with the opening, the Mizrach opening at the bottom, the south is to your left. There were four openings on the south side. The first one from the top going down was Shar HaElyon. It actually was called Shar HaElyon because the mountain of the Beis HaMikdash went up from east to west. So this was the highest. The next one coming down, so we're coming down, let's say, from the left side of the triangle, on the left side working our way down. The next one was called Shar HaDelek, literally the kindling gate. The wood that was burnt on the Maracha was brought in through this gate. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah, as we work our way down the south side, we're already past the Shar HaElyon and the Shar HaDelek. Now we have the Shar HaBechoyrais. That's where they brought in the carbon Bechoyrais that are shechted on the south side. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah, still coming down the south side from west to east, the next gate was called Shar HaMayim, the Shar of the Water. Lama Nikra Shemai Shar HaMayim? Why was it called Shar HaMayim? And for the Mishnah, Shaboy Machnisin, Tzloicha Shalmai, they brought in the gold, Tzloichas, big gold, like bottles of water, Shal Nisuch B'chag, that were used on Sukkos. On Sukkos, in addition to pouring wine, they also poured water on the Mizbeach. Why does the Mishnah only ask about the Shar HaMayim, not about the others? So Tiferes Yisrael says, the others were used every day. The Shar HaMayim was only used on Sukkos. It could be it was more important for the Mishnah to remind us exactly what the Shar HaMayim was used for. The Navi Yecheskel tells us a time will come when a trickle of water, very thin, you know how thin? Like the antenna of a grasshopper, like the antenna of a locust. A trickle of water will come out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's going to widen a little. It's going to be like the stream of a jug, like when you pour water from a jug. So Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov explains, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, boy, through this gate, the Shar HaMayim, Mefachim, from the Lashon of a Pach, it's going to get wider. The stream is going to start getting wider. Vasinlius Yoitzin, it's destined to come out, Mitachas Miftan Habayis, from beneath the threshold of the Beis HaMikdash. So this Shar HaMayim, this is where the water is going to come out from, underneath the threshold of this Shar. Zakt the Mishnah Vayter. Okay, now that we have discussed the different openings, the Sha'arim, the gateways, on the south side, on the Dorim side, we go to the ones that are opposite, on the north side. In our triangle, again, with Mizrach at the bottom, this would be the right side, the long side on the right. Li'umasa, opposite the ones on the south side, Bitzafan, on the north side. Again, starting Smuchim L'Ma'ariv, near the west. In other words, we're starting from the top of the triangle, coming down. We have Shar Yechaniah. What's Shar Yechaniah? The Mishnah will soon explain. Then we have Shah Carbon. That's where they brought in the Karbanites that are Kachekah, the Shimlach, the Karbon Ayla, the Karbon Asham, the Karbon Chatas, that are all Shchitasan Bat Safain. Then, again, working our way downwards on the north side, we have Shah Noshim. That's where the women come in to do smicha on their karbanis, according to Rabbi Yaisi, who holds that it's optional for women to do smicha on the karban. According to Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Shimon, they come just to be there by their karban. And then there's Shar Hashir. The shar for the song. It's where the instruments that we used that accompanied the Levim singing, they were brought in through this gate. Now the Mishnah goes back and asks, V'lomanikur Shemai, Shar Yechan, why was that shah called Shar Yechan? You're the one all the way on the top, on the right side of our triangle, on the north side near the west. Zakta Mishnah Shabayatza Yechanya Begalusai. King Yechanya was about to be taken into Galus by Nebuchadnezzar. He came to say goodbye. He entered the Beis HaMikdash and bowed down as if to take leave. The Lashon of the Batanura is a little reshus, Kishahalach Begaydel Lebavo. And he left through this shar. Zakta Mishnah Vayter B'Mizrach, now the gates on the east side. East is where we come in from. In our rectangle, we said it's at the bottom. Which gates were there? Shar Nikonar, or Shar Nikner. I'm sure you all know the story that the Gemara tells us in Masechtas Yuma. Nikner had brought these doors from Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim. On his way back, a storm threatened to sink the ship. They had to take all the heavy things and throw them overboard. They took the door and threw it into the ocean. But it didn't help. The ship was still being threatened. They would have to take the other door and throw it in. Nikner said no. He grabbed hold of the door and said, if you throw the door in, throw me in with it. And the sea went calm. But he felt very bad about the door that was lost. When they got to the port of Akai, a ness, this heavy copper door, came swimming up from underneath the ship, from the side of the ship. Some say some type of a sea creature swallowed the door and spit it out, bringing it to Eretz Yisrael. And that's what Shlomo HaMelech means in Shir HaShirim when he says, Koy reis b'teinu arozim, rohiteinu b'roisim, koy reis b'teinu the beams of our house made out of the finest cedar wood. Rohiteinu, that's the doors. Reitenu means to run, but the door, it's like always running, closing, opening, closing, opening. Reitenu biroisim. What does the word biroisim mean? Bris yam. As if the yam made a pact and said, don't worry, I'll make sure to deliver the door. Now these were copper doors. Eventually the doors were changed to gold, except for Shar Nikner, which is the main door by the Shar Mizrach. And that was because of the many nisim that took place with this door. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Ushnei pishpishin hayulai. These were two small doors that were in the gates. To open the big door was a tremendous avoda. But the small doors could be easily opened at all times. You know how big these doorways were? They were 20 amis high, that's 40 feet high, and 10 amis wide, and 20 feet wide. 40 feet? That's about 4 stories high? So again, the Mishnah tells us, Ushnei fish b'shen hoyloi. You had these two smaller doors, Echad b'yamina ve'echad b'smala, one to its right and one to its left. Now some hold that these small doors were in the doorway itself, a smaller door cut out in the big door. Some say they were right outside of the doorway. Either way, in order to get to the sum total of 13 sha'arim, so we are counting these two doors as two. So in other words, Shar Nikner is the shar itself plus these two, three on the east side. What about in our rectangle all the way on top? What about the west side, opposite the Mizrach, behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Zakta Mishnah, there were two over there. Ushnayim b'marv, there were two gates in the west, Shalihoyel hen shem, which did not have a name. So let's see, where do we have 13 gates? On the south side, coming from the west, we had Shara Elyon, Shara Delek, Shara Pchayrish, Shara Mayim, that's four. On the north side, coming from the west, we had Shara Yechanya, Shar Karbin, Shar Noshim, Shar Hashir. That's a total of 8. On the east side, we have Shar Nikner. That's 9. And 2 on the west. That's 10, 11. Where do we have 13? So the Batanur explains the two little doors by Shar Nikner were also counted as separate gates. So quickly, chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. The Mishnah told us there were 13 places where they bowed down. Where was that? It's by the gates, says the Mishnah. Where were the gates? So the Mishnah told us 4 on the north, 4 on the south, 3 on the east, and 2 on the west. Our Mishnah goes according to the opinion of Yossi ben Chanan, explains the Bat Tanura. The Chachamim disagree. They say that there were 7 gates to the Azara. What then were these 13 Hishtachavois? Where were the 13 places that they bowed down? According to the Chachamim, it was connected to 13 Piratze Shepirtzu Malcha Yavan be'Azara. What's a Pirtze? A Pirtze means to break open. Like it says, Melech, pirates gather, the king, can break through, he doesn't have to go around. Or, if you remember from Masechta Sukkah, Masechta Erevin, this Paratz Meruba Al Ha'Oimed. The open part is more than the closed part. Pritzus is the opposite of Tznius. The wicked landowner was called a Paratz, because he did whatever he wanted. Didn't ask any questions, just broke through. I'm sure you remember from the Moed Sir, Partzu Chaimes Migdalai. Now, these 13 Pirtzais that the Yuvanim broke through weren't mamish in the wall around the Azara itself. They were in the Sayrig. What was the Sayrig? Sayrig was a 10 amma high wall that was 10 ammas away from the wall of the Azara. So after the Chashmenayim drove the Greeks out, the Sayrig was repaired. But Yidden used to bow down by those 13 places as a Shebech Vahidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Great Nes.